Hi, I'm John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer working for the Microsoft Link product team, and I'm here to show you how easy it is to add search, presence, and other link functionality to a WPF application. By now, you're probably familiar with the Microsoft Link 2010 UI. You see it here. When we built the Microsoft Link 2010 SDK, we wanted to make it as easy as possible for you to add pieces of the Link user interface to your application. So we built a series of controls in WPF and Silverlight that you can use to build pieces of the Link UI right into your application, often using no more than a simple drag and drop. So we'll start off with a Windows 7 computer that already has the SDK installed and is running Visual Studio 2010. Here we go with Visual Studio. I'm going to open a new project. Going to use the Link WPF application template, and as soon as the XAML pane is available, I'm going to delete some default XAML that's added by the application template. It adds a presence indicator control, which we don't need for this demonstration. So I'll delete that, and then I'm going to resize the window here so I can drag drop some controls into it. I'll go to the toolbox and find the Link controls. There they are. And I want to add the contact search control and the My Status Area control. And center them so they're lined up in the window. And then I can go ahead and press F5, start the application, and minimize Visual Studio to get it out of the way. And I'm going to resize the window. Put them side by side. You see how similar they are. And I'm going to change the note field in Link 2010. You'll see that it syncs up with the SDK application. And I'll run a search in the SDK application. And you'll see that the search control works. And there they are, side by side. Link 2010 and a Link 2010 SDK application.